Hey, it's Steve here from stevepickettmusic.com. Welcome to your free audio course on the critical mistakes that, you know, 99% of guitar players make in their practice routines. We're going to talk about the sorts of mistakes that hold people back from reaching their full potential and from progressing as quickly and easily as they should on their instruments. Now, I've seen these things time and again in my private students, in colleagues and friends, and I've certainly made pretty much all these mistakes myself at one time or another. So I know how much improvement and instant improvement you can make when you start to unravel these mistakes and start to do things in a more efficient, more effective way. So the first idea we're going to talk about is how to small chunk your time into super focused slices of practice. Now see if you recognize this pattern. You get the urge to play your instrument, so you sit down with it and start playing. You grab onto an idea or a practice route or a song or something and sink an hour or so into it, a couple of hours maybe, a whole afternoon perhaps. And then you go to sleep, you wake up, and you never come back to it again. Or if you do, you come back to it so late, with so much time removed, that you kind of forget where you were and you've lost all the momentum and you feel like you've lost what you gained in that practice session. What happens to a lot of us is our practice sessions are kind of unrelated pockets of playing that don't really connect up, or they're not going anywhere. There's no direction to what we're practicing and learning. We just do a little bit on this, a little bit on that, and it's all very unconnected. Maybe you sit down with, you know, that passion and fire to play, and you start working on something, and very quickly you seem to lose direction, or you lose focus and concentration. It can be tough to know what to practice, and you can end up walking away from your guitar in frustration or boredom, even though you know you love to play. You've got that music in there. You want to play. You want to improve. You can sense this, the better guitar player in you trying to come out, but, you know, without a clear route, it can be a little frustrating, and it can kind of wind down. Small chunking your time with your instrument can make a huge difference here. So first, what are the top three things you'd love to be able to play on the guitar? What are the top three things you'd love to be able to play on the guitar? Write them down. If you're on your computer, open a word processor and write it down. If you've got some paper lying around or you've got some paper to hand, write it down. It's important to write these things down. What are the top three things you'd love to be able to play on the guitar? It could be a particular song. It could be a guitar solo. It could be a whole style of music. It could be some sort of strumming technique or a soloing technique. It could be reading music. It could be an ability to improvise freely and move up and down the neck. It could be any of those sorts of things. So write down those three things that you'd love to be able to play on the guitar. So now you've got those, that's your blueprint, your minimum requirement. No matter what else you play in your practice session, make sure you cover those key chunks. And another thing is to make sure you cover them first. First, while your mind is fresh, while you're at your peak absorption state for new information, which is at the beginning. While the passion is there, where, you know, where you've got that drive. If you've got 15 minutes to practice, divide the 15 minutes into three chunks of 5 minutes. If you've got 30 minutes, you can divide it into three chunks of 10 minutes. And you spend one chunk on each of your three essential practice themes. What you do after you've covered your three essential themes is up to you. You can play whatever song you like, jam to some music, write a song, you know, play whatever you like, noodle around, you know, have fun playing, you know, whatever, free-forming on the guitar. Because you've covered your three key areas, you've made sure to invest that time in those areas at the beginning of your routine so that you're free to do whatever you fancy for the rest of it. The key to really fast improvement on the guitar, really fast improvement and the kind of improvement that sticks with you and really changes the way you play, the secret to that kind of improvement is consistent, regular investment in your key areas of practice. Because then you have a direction, then you're building steam, you're building piece by piece. It's like a snowball rolling down a hill. At first, it's just a little bit of snow, and it starts to clump together, and it starts to get bigger and bigger, and picks up more snow as it goes down. And then before you know it, it's a huge avalanche of you know, improved technique or whatever it might be you're working on. So whether it's rock picking technique, chord knowledge, blues soloing, jazz craziness, you know, campfire songs, whatever it is, you put in a little each day. That is the real trick to making serious progress. So when you look back in a month, you look back in 2 months, you think, wow, I'm a totally different guitar player. So write down those three things that you'd love to be able to play on the guitar, put them on your wall where you can see them. And every time you sit down with your instrument, hit each one with a focused small chunk of time and you'll make remarkable progress. Right, I hope you enjoyed that. The next installment in this series of Pro Guitar Practice Tips will be coming soon, so keep an eye on your email inbox.